Announcement of the Second Advent. I had been taught that a temporal millennium would take place prior to the coming of Christ in the clouds of heaven, but now I was listening to the most solemn and powerful sermons, and to the startling announcement that Christ was coming in 1843, only a few short years in the future. Special meetings were appointed where sinners might have an opportunity to seek their Savior and prepare for the fearful event soon to take place. Terror and conviction spread through the entire city. Prayer meetings were established, and there was a general awakening among the various denominations, for they all felt more or less the influence that proceeded from the teaching of the near coming of Christ. When sinners were invited forward to the anxious seat, hundreds responded to the call, and I, among the rest, pressed through the crowd and took my place with the seekers. But there was in my heart a feeling that I could never become worthy to be called a child of God. I had often sought for the peace there is in Christ, but I could not seem to find the freedom desired. A terrible sadness rested on my heart. I could not think of anything I had done to cause me to feel sad, but it seemed to me that I was not good enough to enter heaven, that such a thing would be altogether too much for me to expect.